If you want to learn something about God, shut your mouth and listen to me for a minute.
Many, many children healed. We've seen midgets grow. We've seen arms and legs that stop growing because the growth cells have stopped. Mandadabasata. I don't make this stuff up.
Behold the atheist's nightmare.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Why do they teach every other theory in science except creation?
Warlocks are enemies of God.
No one's ever going to convince me that the word of God is not true.
You know, if you put Jesus Christ first, that he'll look after all your bills.
And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal.
And if you want to tell me how to live my life, it better line up with the word of God or shut your mouth.
I'm loaded. I'm pregnant with miracles.
What do you believe?
Send us the cash.
Welcome to the Bible Dumb Podcast. This is the podcast where two atheists read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'm Davey Hell.
I'm Jesse Hell.
And we are joined, as always, by the Holy Ghost. And I am excited for probably our penultimate chapter of Leviticus, if I'm guessing. Let's see, last time, let me think back to last week. What did we talk about? I remember. We talked about incest.
Yeah.
God's not about it. It's a wickedness, which I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Got all those rules. What do you remember?
Mostly that. Oh, the really cool new demon guy.
Oh, that's right. We got a demon.
Molech.
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 Do not give your seed to Molech, God said. He apparently sacrifices children.
Yeah. So protect the children.
Yeah. Protect the children. And then, I don't know. There's a bunch of other abominations and stuff, but that was the fun parts. All right. Well, let's.
And apparently we're going to hear more about Molech.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a little.
We must, because we're almost done with Leviticus. So if he shows back up, he'll probably be.
Per Wikipedia.
Probably soon.
He shows up a couple of times in Leviticus.
All right. Chapter 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I am the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow, and if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted.
Okay, we already know this.
Yeah.
We've said this before.
Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God.
Well, that's the first, like, charitable thing I've heard this God say. He says, don't reap all of your fields, leave a little bit in the corners. And don't eat all of your grapes, leave a little bit from the vineyards for the poor and stranger.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. I wasn't expecting anything like that until Jesus. Well, that's good.
Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Thou shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord.
Don't take advantage of those with disabilities.
Don't trip the blind.
I mean, yes, that's true. That is a very...
I would like to point out, for everybody who thinks that atheists aren't moral, I've never had to be told that.
Never had to be told not to trip blind people?
I've known a couple blind people, and I've never tripped them.
Good job, Jess. Thanks. Pat yourself on the back.
I will.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Okay.
Yes, finally, got some good stuff. This is the stuff that, so like, it took us 90 big double-columned pages to get to something worthwhile here. Something yeah. that could be a philosophy to live by. Treat mm-hmm. your neighbor as you would like yourself to be treated. Treat them as yourself. Very good.
Yes.
We made it. Yeah, because we got to call out the good stuff in here as well as the bad.
Oh, for sure. Yes, and this is good.
Yes.
This is a good way to live.
Yes.
Some I agree. Good morals here.
I think it's the basis of all morality. I think, I mean, you say empathy, but it's a little bit more than that. It's putting yourself in the position of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And without judgment.
Thinking how you would like to... Yeah, without judgment. Putting yourself in their position, which means, like, in, like, if... In their circumstance, and then describing yourself in that circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you like others to be treated? Or mm-hmm. how would you like yourself to be treated in that circumstance?
Yeah.
So, good rules. I mean, a lot, like, breaking down, like, the most simple, like, elementary morality that there is.
Yeah, just but, be nice.
Be nice to people.
Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with the diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee.
You can't wear linen garments?
Yeah, you can't mingle your different kinds of linen.
Oh.
So, like, this last paragraph was like, don't make mules and donkeys. Like, basically, they have to stay. Do not... Let your cattle interbreed with different kind. Don't sow the field with different kinds of seed.
So don't be...
And then don't wear both wool and linen. Mingled.
What are donkeys? Donkeys are crossbred.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say it, but I can't remember.
There's also...
So mules are like a male horse and a female donkey makes a mule, I think. And then there's like a female horse and a male donkey make something else, something like that.
There's also like something where like people breed chickens and turkeys. It's just
together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that make?
I don't remember what they call it.
A turkey? Ticken? Turkin?
Turkin. That's Turkin. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Other people I've had conversations with, they all think it's real cute. And I'm just kind of like, it seems real weird.
I mean, I'm against
and now
all
I'm
going to
be like, isn't this against your Bible?
No, let's not.
I'm going to go Leviticus 18. What line?
Oh, that'd be Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19. It's easy to remember.
Easy to remember. Leviticus 19:19. That's not okay.
Yeah. As just a...
A good rule of
word of advice, I'd say, like,
don't point out people's hypocrisies.
Yeah, not at least not that way.
Yeah,
according to your Bible.
Yeah, maybe choose different words.
That doesn't usually change people's minds, though it feels real good to say.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, I think breeding in general is pretty scummy and should not be done.
Yeah, I agree. The whole purebred crap with dogs and crossbreeding to make...
Well, you end up with like these dogs designer. That have like horrible health problems. Mm-hmm. They have cancer, like cancer rates that are so much higher than any other animal.
Oh, yeah.
They can't reproduce on their own, like all of these like designer dogs.
Oh, the French bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people love them, but they are abomination.
Yeah, it's not a good
they,
idea.
They like can't even breathe well. Like it's horrible. Yeah. It's like, and in chickens too. Like, I mean, their legs just like snap under their weight because they've been forcibly bred to grow like at an exponential rate, so they're like weeks old. And
well, they're given hormones though, right? So that's why they get so big.
Well, they're also selectively bred.
Oh,
like it's not just the hormones. Like their whole genetics are just jacked.
Yeah, if you get your dog's DNA done and uh-huh. they have like super mutt percentage, that's good.
They'll live longer.
They'll be healthier. You'll have fewer trips to the vet. Mm-hmm. It's you really want a good mutt mix in there somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we already read, you should just not be messing with beasts.
Yeah.
Just let them breed on their own. You don't need to be.
They'll figure it
doing
out.
Doing it yourself.
Although, we won't go into the recent manatee drama. We'll skip past that.
Well, you maybe have to fill me in later. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. All right.
Yeah.
We'll skip it.
It's not good.
And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman, that is a bondsmaid, betrothed to a husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death, because she was not free.
So, okay, we got to stop to talk about this one. So if you lie carnally with a bondsmaid, I guess a slave? Is that what a bondsmaid is?
I think so, yeah.
But she's betrothed to a husband, but not at all redeemed. So betrothed, but hasn't been married, and freedom has not been given her. If you lie with her, she will be scourged. And you will not be put to death because she was not free. So not a crime. Well, I guess she's punished, not you.
Yeah.
If you sleep with the betrothed of another man, but she's still a slave.
Then it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Apparently. Okay.
Except to her.
Morals going in the toilet again.
Back in the toilet.
And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he hath done, and the sin which he hath done shall be forgiven him. And when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord withal. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times.
Don't use enchantment or observe times. Like, don't, like, use a clock? A sundial? Like, what is he talking about? Observe times. Or use enchantment. Is enchantment like science? Like using a sundial?
I don't know.
Weird.
Ye shall not round corners of your heads, neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard.
What?
No bowl cuts.
Oh, no chili bowl haircuts.
The 90s, everyone was sinning.
Oh, I know.
Every boy age 8 to 12 was sinning. Oh, weird.
So
what
funny.
Does that mean?
Don't round the corners of your head.
I mean, typically we
round,
want
what's
heads.
The corner of your head.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's just like don't give yourself funny haircuts. Whatever the rebellious haircut of the time was, God's just like, nah, cut that shit out. I'm not doing that.
Oh my gosh.
Same thing.
What
beards
you,
too.
Beards?
Don't mar the corners of thy beard.
All right.
You gotta look scraggly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
No tattoos.
Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness.
It's just so weird how it goes from yes, good moral, trash moral, yeah, good moral. This, like, you shouldn't have to be told this.
We went from the no funny haircuts to don't prostitute your children.
Makes no sense.
Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.
Okay, we've got to stop here. Don't seek after wizards. First mention of wizards. I wonder if this is the same as like magicians.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Which, I mean, we came across this when in Egypt, when God tried to teach, was it Moses all the tricks?
Yeah.
And the other Egyptians were like, yeah, we already know how to do magic tricks, ding dong.
Okay, yeah.
Get out of here. And he's like, okay, oh, nobody else can do magic tricks because then my powers are useless.
Okay, so don't seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Like, I wonder if like they're seeking them to be defiled, or if by dealing with wizards you are defiled. Like, I don't know. I wonder if wizards has a different connotation than Like, I wonder if it's more like a, I don't know. I don't know what a wizard is. like a gigolo. regard not them that have familiar spirits.
Or it could be just somebody that's, you know, like a psychic type person nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
So we've heard that before. I like that. That's where we said, you know, all of these religious people who seem to have no empathy or sympathy for refugees or people who just live here that are different than you, mm-hmm. live a different culture than you. You should love them as you love yourself, according to your Bible.
Mm-hmm. According to your Bible. I felt like it also was saying just accept people for who they are.
Yeah.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord.
So no cheating on the scales to rip people off.
Yeah. You
know, just weights and balances. And we got it. You are the Lord. All right. Chapter 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, Whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones.
Whoa.
Nice.
Which I agree, if you kill your child.
Absolutely.
Sacrifice him to some demon.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to face some harsh punishment.
Not Isaac.
What?
Jacob? Who was that? Who did that? Somebody did that.
Who did what?
Almost like killed their kid up on top of a mountain.
Oh, Abraham.
Abraham.
Yeah, he's going to sacrifice Isaac to the Lord. Not to Molech, that we know. It was Molech pretending to be the Lord.
Hmm.
Not according to the Bible. Just saying.
They could have run with that, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given his seed unto Molech, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people.
Hey, whoring in the Bible must mean something different, right?
It may
like,
be.
In this context.
So
maybe it just means, like, sinning.
I mean, maybe that's just what they called it when they... Maybe this was like a abortion back in the day. Like if you go a-whoring and have consequences and have a child that you don't want, maybe they just sacrificed it to Molech and like killed it.
Wait, say that again?
Like maybe if they go a-whoring and they end up with children that they don't want, then this is the way they get rid of them is they... They sacrifice them to Molech. I mean, I know that this is a practice, like, killing babies is a practice that's long in history. Like, I know the Spartans did it. They killed any, you know, children that they deemed weak or unfit. Maybe that's what was going on. Maybe they were sacrificing the children they didn't want to Molech.
Okay.
Interesting. I don't know if that's true or not, but every time Molech is mentioned, a whoring is mentioned.
Yeah, but is a whoring is it meaning something different?
Could be.
Meaning something other than sleeping around.
It could mean something different, but
I'm feeling like it's just like sinning in general.
Maybe.
And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God.
Yeah, going a-whoring must just mean like going out to do bad.
Yeah.
Whether it be sleeping around or talking to wizards or just burning children.
Just general misbehaving.
Yeah. Going out of whoring. You've been out of whoring. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him.
Dang.
That's serious.
I'd be in trouble. I guess, pretty much every teenager would be put to death.
Yeah.
And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them.
Okay, yeah, we got it. If you do any of the stuff you said not to do, you're going to die.
We already talked about this.
But didn't Joseph sleep with... Who did he sleep with? He slept with the Pharaoh's wife.
Mm-hmm.
No, she tried to seduce him. And then he said no, and then she blamed him. Okay, never mind.
But somebody... No. It was Abraham, right, who kept going. Abraham, who kept saying his wife was his sister.
Yeah.
And getting people to sleep with
him. Him and Isaac did that.
So weird. So weird looking back on that.
Yeah, a bunch of them did that. That's like their whole thing.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife, her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman. And the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see their nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. And ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. A man also, or woman, that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them.
He almost forgot the wizards.
Oh my gosh.
He went through every other thing he mentioned and said, death, 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 death. And then he was closing it out with a nice, beautiful thing about, oh, how holy we both are, and you're my special people. Oh yeah, the wizards. You have to kill them too with stones. Kill them.
I feel like they didn't have erasers when they were writing this, so he couldn't like erase back and be like, oh.
Oh, I forgot to write the punishments.
Yeah.
I got to list it all again. Yeah, like, why didn't he just, like, mention the punishments the first time he went through this list of things not to do?
I don't know. Like, this and chapter 17, right? We're, like, almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you can combine it. You can say your uncle's wife and your uncle's daughter and your son's daughter are all off limits. Yeah. You could have...
Just say all of your relations.
You could have combined it.
Either by marriage or by birth.
Yeah.
Off limits.
Oh, yeah.
Chapter 21. And the Lord said unto Moses,
speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, there shall none be defiled for the head among his people, but for his kin that is near unto them, that is, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin, that is nigh unto him which hath had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself.
What? Did you get any of that?
No, I was distracted by the dog.
I didn't get it either. So if you are Aaron's sons, there shall none be defiled for the dead among his people, but for his kin that is near unto him, that is, for his mother, father, son, daughter, for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin, that is nigh unto him, which hath no had no husband, for her may he be defiled. What does it mean to be defiled?
Be like...
So, I mean...
The words escaping me.
Well, in defiled in Exodus, when...
To be unclean, right?
Was to be raped. But it's talking about the sons of Aaron, so I don't know if that's the case here. I don't know. Maybe it'll clear itself up.
They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy unto their Lord, and not profane the name of their God, for the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and the bread of their God they do offer, therefore they shall be holy.
Okay, I got it. So this is, so the this is like the priests have to abstain from everything. I guess the only women they can sleep with are have to be virgins. But I don't know why it said it was his sister a virgin. I don't know. For her, he may be defiled. Okay, I don't know. That's weird. That's weird and gross. I don't know if that's what it's saying, that he can be with his sister if she doesn't have a husband. I hope not. But then it talks about, like, he can't, he has to present himself in a certain way. He cannot make baldness upon his head.
Hey, what if it just happens, though?
I don't know. But, in general, like, these rules for priests of abstinence cause trouble.
Yeah, very bad idea.
Bad idea.
They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto his God. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offereth the bread of thy God. He shall be holy unto thee, for I, the Lord, which sanctify you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burnt with fire. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head nor rend his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother.
Ew. Gross.
I was watching the new puppy. I wasn't listening very well. I was thinking how cute she was.
It said, neither shall he go in to any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother.
Ew.
Yeah, pretty gross.
You don't need to tell people that.
And he's just telling the priests. He didn't mention that for anybody else. All right.
And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman or a profane or a harlot, these shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, the Lord, do sanctify him.
What does of his own people mean?
I mean, I'm guessing, you know how Isaac had to go out to from the land of Canaan back to wherever they were from to get Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's basically what it's saying. Like, you have to marry another Israelite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of thy seed in their generations that hath any blemish, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatsoever man he be that hath a blemish, be shall not approach. A blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or crook-backed, or a dwarf, or hath a blemish in his eye, or be scurvy or scabbed, or hath his stones broken. No man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron the priest shall come nigh to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. He hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to offer the bread of his God.
Okay, that is an asshole.
Trash morals again.
Again. So, like, if you have a broken foot, you can't do it. Like, if there's any abnormality, if you're different in any way, then fuck you. You cannot be a priest of the Lord. I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
Not for this part.
He shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy. Only he shall not go in unto the veil, nor come nigh unto the altar, because he hath a blemish, that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I the Lord do sanctify him. And Moses told it unto Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel.
Yeah, that's lame. I don't like that. Like, first, you know, and come to think of it, like, I do feel like this mentality of, like, God's, basically this whole religious mentality does kind of entrench that thinking that anything that's wrong is a punishment from God is wrong. Like, I'm not saying that clearly, but like, if you believe that your fields being barren and like your crop not coming in was because of God, then yeah, if you have a child who maybe had like a difficult birth and maybe has like, I don't know, like
CP
or some kind of,
yeah,
you know, something that makes them different, like a hurt foot or whatever, mm-hmm. then you're more likely to believe that, like, oh, that child is a punishment from God. There's something wrong with him,
mm-hmm.
rather than just like he has a difference in ability. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, it's kind of like sometimes these, just like the whole mindset of believing there is a God that's creating everything around you is kind of toxic.
Yeah, leads to guilt too, that you did something wrong, and well, now yeah, your child's being punished for it, you know.
Yeah, or that there's, you should be different, like,
or yeah, just the idea of having any kind of difficult or different medical issue,
yeah,
is wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you may have more challenges, but you can be totally normal and live a normal life.
Yeah. Like, one of my favorite TV shows of all time is Derek by Ricky Gervais,
mm-hmm.
which is about this. He plays an autistic person working in a retirement home. It's just this beautiful story about how just because Derek is unique and different from other people, he has a harder time, you know, maybe understanding what's going on. He's more naive to the world than everyone else around him. He's perfectly suited to add value to the world by his ability to interact and be kind,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, people who need it the most. So, good show. Recommend
yeah,
it.
Yeah, very good show.
Yeah. Really funny, too.
And he's able to enjoy dirty jokes in there just like anybody else,
yeah.
you know? That's probably the best part. His awkward friend.
Oh, yeah. Chapter 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto Aaron, and go to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. Say unto them, Whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations, that goeth unto the holy things which the children of Israel hallow unto the land, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord.
Okay, that was just a bunch of nonsense words. If you profane and go unto the holy things that are hallowed unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, then you shall be cut off. So bad people, if you do bad, you're bad.
What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whoso toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, or whosoever toucheth any creeping thing, whereby he may be made unclean, or a man of whom he may take uncleanness, whatsoever uncleanness he hath, the soul which hath touched any such shall be unclean until even. and shall not eat of the holy things unless he wash his flesh with water. And when the sun is down, he shall be clean, and shall afterward eat of the holy things, because it is his food. That which dieth of itself, or is torn with beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself therewith. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep mine ordinance, lest they bear sin for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. I am the Lord, do sanctify them. There shall no stranger eat of the holy thing. A sojourner of the priest or a hired servant shall not eat of the holy thing. But if the priest buy any soul with his money, he shall eat of it. And he that is born in his house, they shall eat of his meat.
Every time he says, "For I am the Lord," it just makes me take him less and less serious. It feels like the man behind the counter. Or the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You know, like...
He doth protest too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something about the fact that the priest can't eat the meat, but the priest's slaves can eat the meat.
Yeah, that was a weird one, too.
If the priest's daughter also be married unto a stranger, she may not eat of an offering of the holy things. But if the priest's daughter be a widow, or divorced, or have no child, and is returned unto her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. And if a man eat of the holy thing unwittingly, then he shall put the fifth part thereof unto it, and shall give it unto the priest with the holy thing. And they shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, which they offer unto the Lord, or suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass, when they eat their holy things, for I, the Lord, do sanctify them.
So these are all just the rules of, like, when they make their offerings and make all the tasty treats for the priests, this is who gets to enjoy them and who can't, is what it seems like.
Yeah.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, Whatsoever he be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Israel, that will offer his oblation for all his vows, and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering, ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish, of the beeves, of the sheep, or of the goat. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord of to accomplish his vows, or a free will offering in beeves or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted, there shall be no blemish therein.
Is he just calling beavers beeves?
I don't know.
This is another God slang, like when he just started calling, what was it? When he stopped calling them turtle doves, and he was just like, oh, just fucking turtles.
Yeah, that's right.
Never heard of beeves before. B-E-E-V-E-S. I like
that. I kind of like it. I think I'm just going to call them beeves.
Yeah, you see that beeves dam? Cute. I like it.
Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, ye shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord, either a bullock or a lamb that hath any thing superfluous or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a freewill offering. But for a vow it shall not be accepted. Ye shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut, neither shall ye make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye offer the bread of your God, or of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you.
All right, so you can't make an offering from your friend. Mm-hmm. It's got to be from you. Or from a stranger, I should say. Which is good. Keep them from going out and stealing their offerings from other people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to make an offering. What are you saying?
This is rough.
Yeah, we're almost done with this part. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day, and thenceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye shall not kill it, and her young both in one day. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye shall leave none of it until the morrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord.
All right. He is the Lord. Did you really think you were going to get out of Leviticus unscathed, that we were going to just last few chapters would be super entertaining?
It was perking up a little.
It's perking up a little bit, which I appreciate. It made these last couple episodes a little bit more enjoyable. So we got one, maybe two left in Leviticus.
Oh, chapters or episodes?
Episodes.
Oh, okay.
We have four chapters left, but they're all pretty long.
Oh.
I think we can do it. I think one more episode. We'll finish Leviticus next time.
Plow right through it.
Yeah. Something to look forward to. Well, hopefully we don't have to plow through it. Maybe it'll
maybe
be
it'll
something
be
amazing.
Maybe it'll be two great episodes.
Yeah.
Four fantastic chapters with lots of interesting, cool stuff. Where God isn't just saying, I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. All right. Stay dumb, everybody.
Stay dumb.
I am the Lord.